We'll catch up with you a little bit later on here on BBC Radio Suffolk. But let's hear from more people from other parts of the world who've now made Suffolk their home. In 2021, the Taliban returned to power in Afghanistan, 20 years after being ousted by US and British troops. Since then, 21,000 people have been resettled under Afghan refugee schemes.
I feel it is nice to stay here. We feel calm in Ipswich. Here is lots of opportunity for us.
Happy Suffolk Days. I'm happy for this day in join.
Hello, my name is Lutfullah. Thanks for inviting me to your nice program.
My name is Sagar Ayan.
Who's this in the pram next to you?
My baby's name is Bahesh Ahmadi.
Hi, Bahesh.
When we came to England in 2021, it was different situation and it was different experience for us. And then we went to quarantine hotel and after moved to Eastern Market for a while in a hotel. After some months, we decided to go another hotel and the government moved us to Paris Edmonds, and we live more than 1 year in Paris Edmonds. They are very kind and very lovely people. We enjoy a lot there. After that, because the refugees support us a lot and they provide lots of program for us and English courses and some activities for children and program for adults. So they not leave us alone. And we are very happy from there. They give us lots of hopeness and happiness. And after that, we speak with them to do some favor for us to resettle us to somewhere in Suffolk. And they gave us chance to come here in Ipswich.
Hello, I'm Martin Simmons, Fundraising and Communications Officer at Suffolk Refugee Support. Traditionally, before the last few years, the great majority of refugees and asylum seekers in Suffolk were housed in and around Ipswich. That's where they were placed. That's where the support services were. But over the last year, almost every community up and down the county, length and breadth of the county now, has been touched by the Ukrainian refugee situation in some way. So most villages, certainly every town in the county will have people hosting Ukrainian refugees in their own homes. There are some resettled Afghan families in different parts of the county now as well. So, and I think that really helps people to meet refugees on a one-to-one basis, because often, as we know in the news, it's a hot topic and numbers are discussed and people are viewed as a burden or an issue or as a mass of people rather than an individual human beings with stories and backgrounds and reasons for leaving their homes, which are often very powerful. And so I think having that more one-to-one connection between the Suffolk public and those incomers, those people, refugees who have come here seeking safety, is it really breaks down some of those barriers and allows greater human empathy and understanding.
And now I'm very happy in the house. Thank you for your refugee support. It's a lot of support, me and my husband. Now I'm staying in the home because my baby is very old. And my plan in the future, now I'm studying in the college, Suffolk. My plan, then I want to choose one field again. I work in Afghanistan in BBC Media Action. Now I want to again go to BBC.
Ipswich got lots of nice places. We went for one time to Felix too. We went to Suffolk Show, which was very nice. It was a big show and it was a good experience. I learned a lot of things there and we enjoy a lot there.
Happy Suffolk Days.
That's an Afghan family who came to Suffolk from Afghanistan in 2021 and who are now living in their own home here in Ipswich. A very good morning to you. Happy Suffolk Day. Welcome to breakfast. We're live on the Corn Hill.